brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Madison band, the Ghost Particles, have a lot of mileage. Every member has been a significant band out of Wisconsin's rich music history. Lead vocalist and guitarist Phil Davis was in the band Firetown with Butch Vig and Duke Erickson, which produced the spinoff band Garbage. Drummer Lee Lasky and keyboardist Don Irwin from the Rousers. Multi-instrumentalist Dave Benton and bassist Joel Tapero from Spooner. And percussionist Paulie Ryan, who was in the Obros. He played with Clyde Stubblefield, even jammed with U2 in the studio.
The drummer some. Happy birthday.
And now, if that's not enough, Ernie from the Rousers has just joined the band. And tonight in the studio to sort this all out is Phil Davis and Ernie from the Ghost Particles. Phil, Ernie, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Great. First time here.
Hello.
It's great to see you guys. You know, as Rocker was reading that intro, it was like with you two sitting in studio tonight, it's looking at a lot of Madison music history scene right here. The history.
Yeah, look, and if you could see us visually, you'd see it us on our faces.
The history, that, which is just as well that they don't, but yeah, I've been playing on Madison stages since 1974.
Wow.
So that's a lot of years.
That's a ways. Phil, mm-hmm. The Ghost Particles are a fusion of Spooner, Firetown, the Rousers, the Obros. How are you able to get all these local superstars of the past together in one practice room?
Tightly.
Yeah, it's it just came together. Again, it wasn't COVID. It was pre-COVID, but not too far ahead. And it really started out just playing Joel and I, and it just evolved of people that were that wanted to do it. And but we knew each other from way back, like we were talking tonight. Yeah. Firetown played with the Rousers New Year's Eve. What year was that? 91?
91.
And I played in probably six bands with Butch, so we just have a lot of associations that go back. And so when we came together, it came piece by piece. The chemistry seems to be pretty good, and we have fun. And also,
yes,
we are still standing.
Yeah,
and that's something to say, we're not everybody is, as we know.
That's right.
And so we're kind of holding on for the old guys. That's kind of what we're doing.
So you guys were like hanging at the Crystal Corner one day and say, hey, start joining up. Let's start jamming.
I played the Crystal Corner on the pool tables.
Yeah.
You did too. Did you? Everybody here did, right?
Well, now you've added Ernie from the Rousers.
Yep.
And Ernie, you must be excited to play with a lot of your old bandmates and buddies again. What do you think?
Yeah, it came about, these guys had put together their second record and they were doing a record release party back in October and asked me if I'd want to come on and play with them because I know all the guys. And I was like, oh, that'd be kind of cool. And so they sent me four songs and I just rehearsed them. We never got together. We never sound checked them. I just got up on stage, plugged in and went, okay, here I go.
Was it pretty easy for you to pick up the songs?
Yeah, I had a couple of cheat sheets there, but basically it was just like I went with the mindset of either, if in doubt, leave it out or just go for it and own it. And I just went for go for it and own it. And it seemed to work out good. And I ended up getting a call from them a couple weeks later and said, hey, do you want to come and do this on a permanent basis? And I said, well, that means I got to learn a lot more songs. Don't I?
Oh, boy.
While you're playing, now that you've been with the band for a while, do you get to add your own little twist to what you're doing?
That's all in flux right now. That's what we're working on. So this gig that we have coming up, that's one of the reasons why we're here today, back May 10th.
Three weeks, right.
Yep, and playing at the Brewer Oak will be the first time that I do a full gig with them and with this new lineup. And so it's been a bunch of rehearsals of just finding where I fit in with everything. They had these songs that we're doing are all ones that are on the record. So now I'm adding my flavor to it, and I've brought in some of my, there's been a few changes where I've made suggestions and everybody's really receptive, and it's morphing into this new version of the Ghost Particles. So.
Wow. It's already pretty new anyhow because it's a new band. But
yeah.
Jimmy, answer that question. So when Ernie sat in with us, we asked, you know, I mean, okay, Ernie played with Dave Benton and the Rousers. Ernie played with Dave Benton and the Rousers, played with Don Irwin and the Rousers, played Lee Lasky, you know, so it's like he knows he's played with them for years, 10 and, decades, right?
Yeah, Dave and I were the guitar players for the Water Dogs for...
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Okay. So... It was like, it wasn't strange. It was like, okay, here I am.
They play off each other, and it was just so obviously good to have him there. And he brings stuff every week, and he's so musical. He comes up with new parts and fits parts in that aren't there.
And I love I love that, you know, obviously it took you a couple of minutes to learn the songs and stuff, but you're all friends. You've all played together, been part of the scene for so many years. So getting on the same page was probably pretty easy for everybody.
Really easy.
Yeah, we were rehearsing in the same place where the Rousers rehearsed.
I just want to ask quickly about the Rousers. Are they ever getting back together? Or is that just kaput or on hiatus or what?
Well, never say never. But,
never say never.
A lot of it has to do with how everybody else is doing. The main lead singer, Frank, has kind of been taking a hiatus for health reasons and stuff. So it's kind of up to him and everything, but I'm hoping maybe someday.
All right. We got to go to the Doll Hops of a hospital. Yes.
Yeah. Get back to it, Frank. All right. Now, where does the Ghost Particles name come from? Is it just because you guys have been around for so long?
No, that does work, doesn't it? That we're all Ghost Particles in this room, I think, and in the other room too. Jimmy, you're not excluded from that. Is the Ghost Particles was a scientific discovery at the Ice Cube in the South Pole, and the Ice Cube was a UW-Madison station to study neutrinos, atomic particles. In South Pole, and they discovered ghost, what they call, they're neutrinos, but they're called ghost particles. They called it, I heard that, I read that. You can read a lot about them. And I said, that would make a good band name. I did. Honestly, I said, got to form a band with that name because, you know, and it's real. And ghost particles are a lot, they're like, they're things, but you can't see them, you can't feel them. They can sense them, they exist. And it's a lot like music as a metaphor.
Oh,
can you,
I see.
You know, can you grab music? Not exactly, but it's there, right?
It grabs you.
Right.
Now, the Ghost Particles released an album late last year called North Central. Tell us about the album. I know that at least one song features Beth Keeley. Do you have any other guests on the album? Tell us a little bit about your album.
Beth was, because it was kind of a different song, and I was just thought, well, you know, should Focus have other artists in Madison try that. I mean, a lot of people were doing duets anyhow. She did a great job. She did it all at her own home personal studio, and she's really good. I don't have any answer. I don't think there are any other guests on it per se.
Where did you record the album?
In our personal studios.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We have, everyone has one.
Yeah.
Right? And really having one these days is not that hard. It's like it used to be. I mean, we come from the generation of analog tape.
Yeah.
And you went from 4-track and then you go to 8-track and then you went to 16 and then eventually it was 24. And Firetown recorded on 2 24-track Studer machines locked together. So that was but you know, that's very expensive. That tape is really.
Was that a smart?
No, that was in Media Sound in New York City.
Okay.
And this is great. I mean, this is like, if you have a laptop or an iPad or phone, you can record. You can do multi-track recording.
Recording on your phone.
Right. You can.
Crazy.
Right. Yeah, it is. It's different. But yeah, and you can make videos on it too, you know. So it's all there. And it's open.
Now, the Ghost Particles have a show coming up on May 10th at the Burr Oak in Madison. Is there enough room on stage? This band is going to be pretty big.
We proved that there is, because Ernie was on it. And Polly Ryan was on that. And so was Frank Anderson sitting in on Steel. But it is pretty, we're cozy, wouldn't you say, Ernie?
Yeah, we'll make it work.
And Polly, he's out golfing, right? He's out golfing in Pebble Beach, Florida now.
You keep track on Paul.
Oh, yeah. I love Paul.
What's his handicap?
Somebody has to.
His handicap is he's blonde. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what his golf handicap is. Well, thanks, guys, so much for coming down to the studio tonight. What's coming up in the future for you guys?
Well, May 10th, three weeks away. And we'd like, you know, if people are around to come, it's it will be fun.
Yeah, we're going to also have Richard Weagle's going to open.
That's right. Richard's open, who you played with in the Midwesterners.
I played with Richard in the Midwesterners.
Richard has been around since Clicker, which was a band which is before me, actually.
Bowery Boys and all that.
Yeah, he's a legend.
So he's going to open up the show doing a solo, and then we'll come on after that.
And then for the band, after this, I think we're going to start focusing on album number 3.
Nice.
And it's going to be really fun with Ernie part of it as well, so.
Well, now we can keep up with the Ghost Particles on Facebook or their website, theghostparticles.com. Jimmy, I hope you have this queued up. We'd like to listen to the track Oblivious. It's the track that features Beth Killing on vocals. Tell us about this song, Oblivious, before we listen to it.
Well, I wrote it on a baritone acoustic guitar that I no longer have. So when we learned it as a band, we had to figure out how, because you play at different keys with a very, so that alone was, yeah, that was it. And Oblivious just went with it. The idea, the man in the moon just doesn't blink. Anything that happens down here, he's oblivious. Hey,
how long have you known Beth Keeley? And what's your history?
I don't have a real history. I've known her or known about her as long as probably all of us have, when she started singing with Clear Blue Betty.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And so she's been, she's a really active performer. I mean, she was just, she's a dynamo, really.
She's amazing. I mean, solo, Beth Keeley band.
She has two or three or four bands, right.
And then Girls Rock Camp, the work she does at.
Exactly.
The recording studio.
And she'll be in the studio here in the Lair coming up in a couple of weeks with Kathy Couture.
Oh,
actually, cool. I think that's next week.
Nice plug, Rocker. That was good.
Good thinking.
Hey, guys.
He's like a pro, isn't he?
Almost. Yes, he is.
Once in a while.
Ghost Particles, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you.
Fun.
I love this song. This is a great song. Ghost Particles, Oblivious, with Beth Keeley on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I was clueless. I missed the news. I was riding my horses, missed your cues. I missed the mile where we turned back home. I need your currency, I need it alone. The sun was joking, the wind was foul. The pops were broken, I don't know how. The way you reached across and touched my hand, like a soldier from a foreign land. Someday we'll be together. We'll hold the cards and deal the weather. I see you on the edge of fading light tonight. Standing in the fields we travel, every thread we held unraveled. Look to the stars across the sky, but the man in his eyes. He was oblivious. He was oblivious. It's up to you and it's up to me in all the things that we believe and what we want or think we need to find this time. But dreams alone, they make you see everyone who's sailing free or floating on this cruel sea.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.